This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. California's Central Valley grows over 360 different agricultural products, like fruits, vegetables, nuts, and dairy. It's home to a lot of immigrant farm workers who are crucial to the ag business. The region is also facing a doctor shortage, and many people don't have access to regular health care. One Fresno doctor has found a way to bring care directly to farm workers, but with increased ICE raids and funding cuts, his work is now facing a new set of challenges. Reporter Stephen Rascón has more.
The first thing I notice when I meet Kenny Bond is the bright streak of color in his hair.
My hair's blue right now. You can't see it on the radio. I colored my hair all through residency, just something to keep myself fun and exciting.
Lately, he's passed the styling decisions to his kids.
So whoever's behaving the best, they pick dad's next color. So it was, I think it was green last, and that was blue. And in 2 months, it'll be a red or something like that.
Kenny is an emergency physician and runs a mobile clinic called Mobile Heal. It's a van service that offers everything a patient could get during a primary care visit. Kenny and the Mobile Heal team recently moved into their home base and office.
There's literally about 200 square feet of just cardboard boxes stacked up that we have not unloaded yet.
When I visited, they were getting ready for the summer season.
In the back row, you can see all the fridges and freezers that were all got calibrated to make sure that they can hold vaccinations and stuff like that.
Kenny first started Mobile Heal in 2018 as a passion project, but with a mission, to serve people in this region, including its predominantly Latino communities who work in agriculture.
We've seen 200,000-plus patients, and we've never charged a single patient or charged a single insurance for any of those patients and don't plan on starting. It honestly was a donation project. Donated ambulances, people giving us supplies. We were just driving out. I joked that I'm selling jeans out of the back of a van when I started.
Instead of selling jeans, he was giving away vaccines, prescriptions, and medical advice. Then in 2020, the Mobile Heal Clinic really met the moment during the pandemic. It gained a lot of steam and recognition, helping out with testing and COVID vaccines.
I did not realize that I was going to be this public health response unit for the whole region. People were coming out of county because we were the only ones doing it and driving all over to do that.
Kenny always wanted to be a doctor in a rural area similar to where he grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That landed him in Fresno County. When he noticed there weren't enough doctors in the region, he turned Mobile Heal into a training ground.
Regions like the San Joaquin Valley, we have a huge physician shortage, and we don't fix that by training more doctors in New York and San Francisco and LA and hoping and praying to God that they'll come to the Valley. You know, we have to have systems in place to land, grow those students from the region.
And in order to serve this community well, you have to know this community well.
You gotta get a kid who's from that area, who knows the community.
That includes the culture.
A while back, I was at a tractor pool. I checked that box off my bucket list down in that region.
A tractor pool is apparently a kind of sideshow. Tractors compete to see how far they can pull a sled across a dirt road.
But you got to go there and see what the people do and understand that, no, we need to get a kid who's been at the tractor pool down there, who's embedded in that community, and grow them to go back to that community, to be a rural family medicine doctor, to be a psychiatrist, but also to be an oncologist and bring high-level advanced medical care and the same access of cutting-edge research and technology in medicine here in the Valley.
On a hot day in May, I go to meet the Mobile Heal team in a rural part of the county. On the drive, I pass miles of solar panels and a group of farm workers tossing vegetables into a crate, doing it assembly line style. After driving for about an hour, I see a Sprinter van with the Mobile Heal logo. It's in the parking lot of a Mexican bakery. Across the street is a park and a community center. Then a group of people in scrubs jumps out of the van. They begin setting up.
This is a pretty busy event for us for the most part. It's cars that park here, people that work the fields. And so a lot of them like commute, and then so they'll come around between 4 and 5-ish. Things are coming up.
This is Laliana Prophet, a nurse practitioner working with Mobile Heal.
It kind of works, and we purposely set up in front of the bakery because we can catch them going in and out. You know, we'll say, "Oh, do you want your blood pressure checked? You know, or do you want your sugar checked?" And a lot of times they're like, "Yeah," and then you know we go from there.
There's not a lot of trees for shade. It's almost 90 degrees of dry heat. Later in the summer, it'll be more than 100. Laliana says she and the team stay cool by throwing water on each other. Then, after standing in the sun for about 3 hours, patients begin to arrive.
And what are some of the things you've noticed?
I would say 99% of the patients I've cared for has never seen a medical practitioner in their life. And I'm talking about ages from 18 to 75. It's every age group.
Laliana and her team have this down to a science. She gives me a walkthrough of the patient experience.
We try to have somebody who's Spanish and English speaking because most of our population is Spanish speaking. So they'll check in here, then they'll go over to this table, and we call this the health screening table. This is where we do the blood pressure, the glucose screening, anything that the patient is requesting.
It's a 5-person team with 2 tables, and they can do a lot.
I can draw labs, I can check your liver panel, I can check your for anemia,
kidney function, diabetes, blood pressure.
I can suture you if I have to. I can do an abscess, IND. I can do birth control. I can do a pregnancy test.
It's like an urgent care clinic, but on wheels.
Because we are their doctors. This is it. I am it. You know, I'm probably the only person they've seen in their whole life as a clinician. And so, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with that, you know, as far as making sure that they're taken care of.
But now, the trust the Mobile Heal team has built with the patients here is facing a challenge. People's fears over the Trump administration's executive orders to deport immigrants with undocumented status. Laliana told me about a patient who was a farm worker that slept in his car before work because he was afraid of being taken by immigration and customs enforcement. The recent ICE raids on nearby farms have made ag workers afraid of leaving the house. I asked Kenny about the fear of the people he wants to serve, to be out in a public space.
We have a large undocumented population here. We have a large communities of color that seek care, refugee communities that really have had a lot of issues accessing care. And in today's world, they fear access care. I mean, this is the reality.
This region is also home to a lot of Trump voters who support tighter immigration laws and deportation. Kenny gets stuck in the political crosshairs, but he makes the argument that providing health care is vital to running a business.
It's good for the people, and it's good for your own industry, and it's good for the region. I mean, you don't know the number of times I've talked to ag workers about farm worker health, but talk about it in a way like, how many workers do you turn over every year? How many people call in sick? You know, what's your no-show rate in your area? It's like, how do we improve that?
At the beginning of the year, the Trump administration cut one of Mobile Heal's grants. Kenny had to let go of a large portion of his staff, including Laliana Prophet, the nurse practitioner. But Kenny has been here before. Back when he started Mobile Heal before the pandemic, he said he felt like he was selling jeans out of the back of a car. The operation was small then and able to raise enough grant money to expand, which is what he thinks he'll be able to do again. For The Pulse, I'm Stephen Rascone.